What's up, Viva fam? You're listening to the Viva the Life podcast, hosted by yours truly, the host with the most commentary, Ashtonay. I am currently lighting up a cigar. I smoke cigars when I am in a stressed out spot in life. And I'm in a stressed out spot in life. So, cigar. Funny story, I learned from experience why you shouldn't smoke or even light a cigarette while pumping gas. Everyone's okay. I just learned the hard way that you should not do that. Also, others that were involved were not too happy with me learning that lesson. I say singed eyebrows are in this year. I don't know what she was tripping about. You know, having no eyebrows are great. Well, you know what we do. We go on a commercial break. So let's do that right now, and then we'll get back into the episode. What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Viva the Life podcast, and I'm the host, Ashtonay. Welcome back from commercial break. These cigars that I get from this certain spot are wrapped too tight. It's like they wrap them tight, and then they poke tiny microscopic holes all throughout the cigar so you cannot get the hit that you were looking for. It's quite annoying, like very annoying. Excuse me. So, like, I decided to, like, try to rip it in half. Rip the wood tip off. And then see if it'll work. Nope. They both smoke like trash. So, I'm kind of annoyed about that. The amount of sucking that I have to do to get some smoke is retarded. Today's episode is a little bit about music, a little bit about marriage, relationships, single life. Something that I was watching triggered this topic on the marriage stuff. But then I've had my music choice or music taste on the roster for a while now, and I figure, why not knock that out? And also something that just struck me as something I need to talk about. Yeah, these cigars are smoking like trash. But music choice. I love music. You know, I love music. I listen to music all day. I might even be on the spectrum, the amount of times I walk around with earphones on with music. The reason why I said that is because I saw an article and it was like stating that a lot of autistic kids kids that are on the spectrum have to have earphones on for some reason, neurological reasons. It helps calm them in social situations. And I'm like reading that and I'm like, that is I. That is me. Like, when I go grocery shopping, headphones. When I go to the bank, headphones. When I go to the post office, headphones. When I used to work a corporate or regular job, headphones. There has never been a job that I have worked where I couldn't wear earphones. That's like the number one thing I always get a pass on. Like, you can wear your headphones. Even at home, not this home, but when I stayed with my mom for a little bit. Yeah, so let me say it like this. When I'm staying at other people's homes, headphones, and I the reason why I rephrase it like that is because it all boils down to, like, music is my source of comfort. You know, whenever I feel scared or anxious or uncomfortable, I listen to music. Sometimes I'm not even listening to music with words. I'm listening to, like, the binaural beats. Have you guys ever heard of binaural beats? There is a YouTuber, there's a couple of YouTubers that I listen to that play binaural beats. Currently trying to look for them. Oh, no, that's not it. I believe that their name ears. Sorry, guys. I'm currently scrolling on YouTube right now to try to look for it. I've been meaning to listen to it for the past few days since it came out, but I didn't get around to it. It's called Healing Vibrations on YouTube. And they have a lot of different binaural beats for sound baths. They did a Mercury in retrograde sound bath, which I should have listened to it, but I didn't. And then they do the ones for the zodiac. So it's almost been a year. So now the Aquarius sound bath is out, and I'll just like try to sample some for you guys so you guys can know what I mean when I say binaural beats. But once again, like, if you're into that type of music, if you're into like the peaceful meditation music, Healing Vibrations on YouTube. So I'm gonna turn up a little bit. Turn it up a little bit. I'm not gonna turn up. That's really healing. Really healing. I'm going to go back and listen to that when I'm done with this episode. But yeah, I half the time, I'm not even listening to music with words on it. I'm listening to those things. So, safe to say that music is a crutch for me. The hardest thing to do is find music when I'm driving. Like, I dropped a YouTube video yesterday. It's like basically an update over the past few months because I hadn't posted a YouTube video in like 6 months. So I'm like, I'm getting new subscribers every day. I have no clue what they're subscribing to and for because I don't post content on YouTube like that regularly. I used to. I went through a phase where I was like, let me post like every week, 2 times a week, and like really trying to grow my following. I will like post and record, and I just had to stop because it was taking away too much time from my family. I see now why these YouTubers be getting divorced or be having problems within their family. Put a pin in that because we're going to circle back around to marriage talk later in this episode. But I see why, because like if every 5 minutes you're pulling out a camera, and then every 30 minutes you're going to go edit, and then every 45 minutes you're gonna go post, and then every 55 minutes you promoting it, like when are you around, when are you enjoying anything? So I had to stop that because like smoke break I had to stop that because like I really did not want my kids to grow up with me always on my phone or always putting a camera in their face, and I didn't want like my family unit on television or on the screen anymore either. Because people are wicked. We'll get back to that when we talk about the marriage conversation. But basically, I put a new video out on my YouTube. You can go check it out. And I noticed like a lot of the content I was going through is like 70% driving. 70% driving. And every time I am driving, I find it difficult, muy difícil, to find some good music. Like, let's go through. Okay, guys, I'm done with the cigar. You don't gotta hear me pause anymore. Let's go through my playlist that I listen to on YouTube, because I do not trust Pandora with the aux anymore. Pandora used to be really good, but now they only play the same 12 songs from every genre. I have Drake Radio. I have Nicki Minaj Radio, which Nicki Minaj Radio is like my most listened to Pandora station. Like when you are in a lack of music, Nicki Minaj will deliver every single time. Like, that woman is phenomenal. Can I do a sidebar really quick about, since we're talking about Nicki? I really like Nicki Minaj, except I feel like, I don't know why I feel like this. I feel like if I was to meet her in real life, she wouldn't like me very much. She's a Sag, though. My kid's dad is a Sag, so it should be. But I just feel like, Okay, it's a combination of zodiac chatter now and just an assumption, but I feel like Nikki is so like, how do you say, like outspoken. I feel like she's so outspoken and like not even half the time to be trying to hurt your feelings, but sometimes she can hurt your feelings. And then I'm just like this little fairy dairy little girl that just talks hella shit on a podcast. I feel like she wouldn't like me very much because her outspokenness might trigger me. And then it might be some problems. No, I'm kidding. I do feel like she and I could host a podcast very well, especially if they allow us to roast people, like people in her circle, not my circle, like, you know, those other celebrities. I think that would be a hit. And that was just a random sidebar since I brought up Nikki. My other radio stations on Pandora is Tory Lanez Radio, Chris Brown Radio, Neo, Janet Jackson. And then I have like the Cody Simpsons, the One Direction, the Mindless Behavior. Like I go all type of roots. Then I have all the Good Charlotte Radio, the Fifi Dobson Radio, the Paramore Radio, the Flyleaf Radio, the Bowling for Soup Radio. Like I have all type of genres, and like it's cool. It'll always be cool for the first hour, and then after that hour I'm starting to hear songs repeated again, and I'm like, nah, Pandora, this is not what I don't pay you for. Because I will not pay I was gonna say I will not pay for music, and then I thought about all of the artists that would literally slap me in my face for saying that, but I'm like, seriously, I am not paying for music. Like, give me that shit for free. Like, you're a manifester anyway. You can manifest money. You don't need me to pay for your music. I don't want to pay for your music. I just want it for free. But yeah, Pandora be lagging. So I have a couple of mixes on YouTube. They're like, make them for you based on all the songs you listen to. So then I have like the Pink Panthers station, and then I have I have Lil Uzi Vert station, and then I have the Zendaya Something New featuring Chris Brown station. Like, so the whole station is based off of that song, not an artist. And that's it. I do have another playlist. Like, I have two, one that I'm working on for 2023, then I have one that YouTube made based on everything I listened to in 2022. And then I have a K-Camp station. So that's over 100 possibility for music, over 100 tracks that I am listening to while driving. And like I said, like sometimes it gets skim, especially if you're trying to avoid listening to old music, like from the 2000s, the 2010s, the 2013s, the 2016s. It's kind of hard because these new artists, like, I don't know what they're getting put on. I don't know what's putting them on. Hang on, I gotta light another ciggy. Can you guys hear this? I'm gonna still keep talking. Maybe I shouldn't. Just hang tight. And we're back. Thanks for hanging on. I had to go pee. It's like, while I'm over here, I might as well go pee. And then I got a fresh new cigar that is hitting like a dream. My favorite cigar is the Black and Mild Wood Tip Wine Flavor, or Casino, or Cream. I'll take regular if they don't have anything else. I also didn't mention that I'm recording today at home. Like, I'm literally in a bra and panties, no socks, no nose ring, sitting in front of the heater in my lazy boy chair. No one's here today. Like, I have the home to myself, so why not? still have a candle in the background, not in this room, in the next room. It was for the new moon in Aquarius. I lit it for it. It's a blue candle. Blue has all types of candle magics. Maybe I'll do an episode about candle magic later. I don't know. I could. But the point is that I lit one to help me with my manifestations, to help me with my thought process. You guys, for those of you that listen here that are master manifestors, that are pretty affluent, some of you may be celebrities, some of you may be athletes, some of you may be, investors, I don't know. I don't know the whole diaspora of who listens to this podcast. I do know that more men listen to this podcast than women, which is like kind of a good thing, because I know I'm going all over the place, but we'll get there. It's a good thing though, because one, like I always say, men rules this world. Men run the world. So if you want to be on anybody's good side, be on a man's good side. Another thing too, like just before I even got deep into podcast sphere, podcast culture, I saw a study that like most women podcasts are only appealing to other women. Most men don't go listening to other women podcasts. I may be wrong, but the reason why they say that is because a lot of women only focus on relationships and sex and pussies and all that stupid shit. I come on here to have a motherfucking good time, get you guys to laugh, get me to laugh, you know, do the damn thing and go the fuck home and never think about this or you guys again. But no, I think about you guys all the time. Like all the time I'm like constantly thinking like, would this be what the Viva fam wants to hear? Is this an episode? Like, did they like that episode? Oh no, they're not listening. They don't like the episode. Like it's a whole mental chatter about you guys once I am off the air. But the biggest point that I think I'm trying to make is that it's a good thing that more men listen to this podcast than women. And then what got me on that topic was the fact that I was trying to address the people that are master manifestors, you know, and I named people that make big bucks, make big money. Isn't that what we all want to manifest? I'm sure some people want to manifest health, relationships, but that's just like, okay, I only care about manifesting money because I don't have relationship problems. Put a pin in that. We will circle back around when we talk about marriage talk. But I don't have relationship problems. You know, I have a good relationship with my kids. I have a good relationship with their dad. I'm having a good relationship with my mother, my brother, his wife. That's pretty much everybody in my life. My friends, my circle, my employers when I have them. So I don't really have a problem with getting along with people, you know, and especially if I'm fake. If I'm just fake, I can have long-lasting relationships. What goes wrong is people have little things about them that I just probably don't like. Like, the biggest thing I noticed that a lot of people pretend to be good people, and I think that being a good person means, like, just smiling in your face and being nice to you, and that doesn't make you a good person. So I see a lot of people that smile, they offer to help, they do all these little things, but then when you look at their character, when you look at how they are unprovoked, when you look at the things they say, the things that they like, the things they entertain their minds with, it's like, you're not a good person, bro. Like, you're not a good person, and I don't want to hang out with you because you're not a good person, like, period. So the only thing that I'm really interested in is manifesting money. More money. More and more and more and more and more. In this book that I read, it said that human beings are like from organisms. And the only reason why we got this far as humans is because, and that's if you believe in evolution, organisms expanded. They have a desire to expand, you know, just like what God supposedly had he wanted to expand. So that's why he made Earth and all the planets and everything, expansion. And so deep down within us, we have that same desire for expansion. And what is the only way in this society to expand? You need moolah, cash, cheddar, bread, dough. You need to split. You need that shit to manifest, or not to manifest, you need that shit to expand. So yeah, that's why I want lots and lots and lots and lots of money. If I made more, then give me more and more and more. Like, I have the desire to expand. Let me do my God-given duty of expansion. And also, there's enough money for everybody. Like, I can literally go after as much money as I want without taking from anybody's plate. Like, haven't you heard the saying that money is energy? Like, there's no, well, like, isn't there an energy crisis right now in California? California is just all fucked up. So let's not even entertain anything that's going on with California, because they all fucked up. But it's energy. Money is energy. So like, each person can actively go after as much as they want without taking from the next person. There's enough for everybody. Like, why would God allow so many people on this planet if it wasn't going to be enough resources? Like, it's like, do you serve a smart God or do you serve a stupid God? Like, because it can't be everything. He can't be all knowing and all powerful and then also be making dumbass decisions. Like, it just, I mean, it could, because we are made in His image and we'd be doing the same thing. But if you want to hold to the idea that God is all knowing and all powerful, then yeah, He wouldn't do that. Manifesting health is just not a concern of mine right now. Knock on wood, I hope and I pray that I never have an issue with my health. For those of you that follow me or have seen my YouTube videos, you know, I've already had health issues. My whole nervous system shut down. I was literally disabled, a bumbling, retarded sounding idiot. Yeah, I can say that about myself because that's genuinely how I feel. I actually hate that those videos are up there. But I made a promise to myself back in 2019 that I'm just not going to hide anything about myself. Like, I'm just going to be who I am. And all the things that I've experienced just become a part of my story. So that's why I leave them up there. But it's cringe because a lot of people, and some hot people too, be like commenting on there. And I'm like, damn, I did not want you to see me this way. But I find comfort in knowing that I lived that way for about a year. So people seeing that in this present day means nothing, because like, I had to look people in the face and be that. I'm not that no more. So it should be a little less cringy. Still all the way cringy to me though. So that was a long explanation about me manifesting money. So let me finally say the sentence that I was going to say. So for all of you master manifestors that can manifest money easily, you might be, I guess, confused, annoyed, I don't know. You might just listen. Pause. Because I had to go back and listen to this segment because I completely like forgot my train of thought. So, okay, master manifestors, those that are fluent at manifesting, I lit the blue candle to help with my mindset, my thoughts. Like, you might think it's crazy or silly, but like, that is really what's getting me. Like, it's getting me, I don't want to say bad, but it's getting me good. It's getting me good, my thought process. My thought process is, I just developed a lot of negative programming. Like, a lot of programming. I call it negative because there's a lot of programming, like, that has to do with self-doubt, lack of faith. And that's pretty much my two biggest problems, lack of faith and self-doubt. So I've been really focusing really hard. I don't remember which episode. I think it was the 3 months later episode when I first decided to like really do the homework of changing your thoughts, changing your subconscious patterns. Not easy. Not an easy job. So like, I light candles, I light incense to like kind of like, you know, get chummy with the gods, because although you can do everything by yourself, it's a lot easier when you have gods on your side. And some people like to believe there's only one God, there's a source, universe. I don't really care what other people believe, because I genuinely believe in like more than one God. I have over like 10 gods that I pray to every day, plus archangels. Well, I count the archangels as the gods, the deities, and ancestors. So, like, I'm praying to, like, 7 or 8 deities, and then, like, the rest, archangels, and then ancestors every day. So I light candles because I know they light candles. I light candles. I light my frankincense. I light my myrrh. I light my dragon's blood. I light my patchouli, all incense. And I just trying to like chummy them up, you know, give them things on the altar that I think they would like, because I like has hella stones. Like, you should see my altar. I need to clean it. It's really dirty from the incense burning and just getting all sooty, a lot of soot on there. But yeah, like this part of the manifestation process, the part where you have to get your subconscious to be in alignment to try to break free from the old thoughts that hold you back, is really, really like whooping my ass. Like, because I also don't know where I am on the process. Like, am I almost there? Am I just beginning? Am I in the middle? It's like all completely in the dark. So yeah, that's why I brought that blue candle, and that's why I'm saying, for like those of you master manifestors, affluent manifestors that are listening to this, probably just like understand the struggle. I'm sure you've gone through that before you crossed over into where you are today. But that's my hang up. Should I be telling this on air? Let me say this. I send reversal spells daily. So anyone that wants to use information against me might want to think twice, because you will have over thousands of years of bad luck, and your kids and their kids. Like, I curse generations. I don't just curse people. I will curse you and your unborn child. Not to be dark, but that's just what it is. So we kind of got off topic from the music situation a little bit, but we're going to get back on topic. I just wanted to explain a lot of other things before I got deep into the music. So let's go in a quick commercial break and we'll get started on that chatter more. So hang tight. What's up, Viva fam? Just want to quickly interrupt this episode that you are streaming to shout out my good friend at Influencer, because they partner with the cosmetic brand Too Faced, and they sent me an iconic mascara. It's the Better Than Sex Chocolate Edition, the iconic formula you love in a rich, decadent chocolate shade. That is so cool that they have a chocolate shade now. Its deep, rich chocolate brown shade is voluptuous in volume. It has a rich, multi-dimensional effect, and the film-forming polymers lock curl in place. And then finally, the peptides condition your lashes. What more can you ask for in a mascara? So I'm going to go put mine on now. You can get yours at any drugstore or any cosmetic store like Sephora or Ulta, anywhere where Too Faced is. You also can probably find it on their website. That's it, Viva fam. Thank you for listening. And yeah, go grab you a mascara today. And welcome back. It's the Viva Life podcast, and I'm the driver of this ship, Ash Tone. All right, so I got off topic. I was talking about it's kind of difficult to try to find new music to drive to. I have like over 100 tracks that I could listen to, but I mean, listening to music all day, you will go through those tracks within a day, and then you need more music before you start replaying everything. And if you're really trying to stay current, like in the 2020s type of music, it's difficult. Good luck with that. Because I don't know how these artists are getting put on. I suspect that labels, and I talked about this in the last episode, I think, but I suspect that labels are literally signing people that get clout. Like, they're just signing people with clout. So then that should let you know that the record labels are losing money. They're not doing very well right now, but they're just signing people with clout, and like the music is just not good. It's not like soul food. You know, like the music I listen to, like, talks to my soul. Like, I feel it. You know, I get tinglies in the back of my neck. My jaw gets tight. Like, music does that for me. And then if I'm listening to some artificial bullshit, I just don't want to hear it. You know what song is like that? And I hear it all the time. That song, Apple Bottle Maker Wanna Bite. I just want to have a good time, or whatever, night, whatever. That song sucks. Like, it sucks. I didn't like the original, but I especially don't like this one. I'm not going to go too in on her, because this episode or this podcast gets way too much play. Like, it's kind of difficult from, like, the beginning when I started this podcast, where, like, absolutely no one would hear it. Well, I won't say absolutely no one. No one that I'm talking about would hear it. But now it gets spread. So I don't want to, like, tear into Koya's ass. And then, like, I meet her one day and she's, like, a super nice, sweet person. It's like, you didn't deserve that. You didn't deserve that. But her music is just, maybe she'll grow. Maybe she'll get better. It's just not soul music at all. At all. Another person, Lotto, used to make really good music to me, and then she signed and lost all her goddamn sense and talent. Like, what? To change subjects a little bit, Cardi B. I was listening to that song with Ozuna. I think it's called La Modelo. I think Cardi should have stuck with the Latina market. I think she should have continued to produce Spanglish music, you know, predominantly Spanish. And then English, because she does have an English following. But I believe she should have stuck with Latina, the Latina route. I think the Latinas would be really, 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 really supportive. As a community, they are a supportive group of people. She would not get away with talking about pussy and ass eating all the time. She wouldn't. She would have to come up with something new, like Selena, you know. But I think she should have went that route. I think her career would have been a lot more fruitful and a lot more enjoyable. Look at what she did for Bad Bunny. I feel like she put Bad Bunny on. Most people argue differently, but I'm gonna stick by what I said. I think she put Bad Bunny on. And look at him now, you know, look at how far his reach is. You know, English people listen to Bad Bunny. I think Cardi B really should have stuck with the Latina market. And personally, I enjoy when she's rapping in Spanish. It flows and it sounds so much smoother. It sounds more like music when she flows in Spanish. Who else do I like, really? A lot of people are raving about, and are these new people? Like, or are there new people? Like, to me, I consider new people like the Lil Durks or the Lottos, the Cardis. Who else is out here? The Glorillas. I don't really count Glorilla as new. I don't even count her as in the game yet. Like, her and Ice Spice and Lola Bunny, or Lola Brooke. My bad. I don't count them as in the game yet. Like, granted, anybody can make a great song, or anybody can make a song. Look at that guy from American Idol, that she bang. He, like, went and made an album and sold that album. Is he an artist? I don't think so. So I don't count those girls or these girls as anything. You know who's really improving? I don't know if it's because he's gone on the spiritual journey, but NLE Choppa. He's been improving a lot. You know, I don't follow him on YouTube, but every once in a while I'll pop in on his page to see what he's released. And it's getting better and better and better. So, congratulations. Like, he's doing good. I felt like at one point he was stuck in that group, the same group as, like, YoungBoy and Corday and my mind is, like, fleeing from me as I'm trying to say these people. But I feel like he was in that group, and then, like, just over the past few months he just kind of exploded with talent. So good for him. Young boy has talent. Well, actually, I can't even say he has talent because I don't listen to any of his music, but he looks like he has talent. He has a lot of people that says he does. So, but yeah, the modern day music is kind of like shitty. So it's kind of hard to find good music. My top favorite artist right now, since I just went through like a little bit of some of the artists, like it's kind of hard because I don't really fall in love with the artist. I just fall in love with their art. So like I could listen to like 20 Drake songs, and that doesn't mean I'm a Drake fan. That means I like his art. Like I'm into the art, not him. So with that being said, he is one of my top five, and not even on purpose. It just so happens that I realized that since CLB came out, I've been listening to more of his music. Before CLB, I never listened to a song. Like when everyone was raving about Scorpion, was that an album? I think it was. I did not listen to it. Like, and one of my best friends at the time was like, you gotta listen to it. Is that the one where he did like a Michael Jackson thing? I don't know. That's so much I don't know. I did not listen to it. But ever since CLB, I've like kind of been on a lot of his music waves lately. CLB, Honestly Nevermind, and then this Lightest Win Her Loss. So I guess he's just so happens to be in my top five by technicality, because out of five artists, one of them would be him that I'm listening to. So technicality. The opposite of that would be Tory Lanez. I really like Tory Lanez, and I like a handful of his songs, but the majority of his songs I don't like. I don't like, especially when he's rapping. I'm like, no way. But he's not in my top five. I just like, it's like the songs I do like has me in a chokehold, and I'll just listen to the same four over and over and over and over and over and over. So we have Drake. Nicki Minaj is obviously, I think she might be number one, because she's the same way, like she's a combination of how like I do Tory Lanez and Drake. I listen to all of her songs though. I like almost every Nicki Minaj song, even the ones that I don't really like. It's good enough to be in the background while I'm doing something, or I'll just listen to it until the next song comes on. So Nicki is like number one. Drake would be like number two. I have three more. Who else? All right, this is going to be kind of random, but Gabby Hanna, she was a YouTuber. Is still, maybe not. She's an artist now. And she puts out some really good music, like really good music. I'm not really into punk like that, like I used to be. But she is a great candidate. I'm like I've played her in front of different people, and then they always ask me, like, Why isn't she signed? I'm like, her fans blacklisted her, I guess. But Gabby Hanna would be like number four or number five on the list, because she has really good vision and a good ear. She's creative, and it comes through her music. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Who else? I went through a Jay Green phase. But then his music just wasn't doing it for me anymore. I went through a Pop Smoke phase, but I hit this brick wall. Like, he's dead now. So he's not making nothing. The only people that's making stuff and putting it together is his label. And his label doesn't have the ear of the eye. He had the ear of the eye. So I can tell stuff that he did not sign off on, because it just doesn't sound like his regular vibe in his music. So like I'm stuck listening to old stuff that he put out when he was alive, and that only leaves you with a couple of songs. So there's that. Who else am I into these days? While I'm scrolling, Future. He's not in my list. He's not in my top anything. But he puts out a lot of good music. He's just not for me. Like, every time I do listen to his music, It's good. I'm not complaining. It's just not what I would go to. But also, I need to probably listen to his, like, latest stuff to see if I still feel that way. Who else? Who else? Excuse me? See, like, trying to do a top five is difficult. Because, like, just because I listen to an artist one song or three songs over and over doesn't mean, like, they're my go-to artist. So, like, I'm gonna have to just, like, put Nicki Minaj, Drake, Gabby Hanna. Those are, like, the three people I know. If I go click something by them, I will be happy. I will enjoy it. Who else? I mean, else. Why did I say else? Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna call it because it's gonna be a lot more scrolling in silence if I try to feel that top five up. I only have, like, I did 1, 2, and 3. So I only got 2 more artists to add in there. I could screenshot, or not screenshot, I could look at this screenshot I took from YouTube. They basically did the work for me and showed me who my top five was. I could look at that and just spew those. Sorry. All right, so let's see. It says, never mind. I can't find it. And I don't want this podcast to be a lot of dead silence while I'm looking for it. So we'll move on. I guess I don't have 5, but I got 3. I got 3 artists that I really like. Also, another thing too, a lot of the artists that I listen to aren't like, they're like Gabby Hanna. They're not signed mainstream at all. They're just like really low key. But, Yeah. About that. Yeah, that's that. So, oh yeah, that brings me into the YouTube music results. So I guess I have to find it. All right, cool. While I'm looking for it, let me talk about this talk I keep having amongst myself about an album. An album is pretty steep, you know, like, that takes a lot. That's a big body of work to try to create. Maybe a track. Maybe I should create a track. But I keep having this nagging feeling that I should create some music. I should create a track or something. Because I love music. Like, I listen to music all the time. I have an ear. Like, I know this industry. I know the I just know music. I know everything music. I've been into music all my life, but actively since I was like 10 years old, always watching like BET, MTV, VH1, like every day, all day, looking at J14, 17, like all the magazines. I keep up with pop culture and music. So, not only that, I feel like I am too creative and like musically inclined. And I think that if I did attempt to make a song, it would be really, really good. Like, it would be good. I would make something that I want to hear. So I've already even found a beat that I like. I'm gonna keep it to myself. Because if everyone starts doing it, then I'll be shit out of luck with using that. But yeah, like I like it. Like, I'll listen to it, the instrumental, all the time. And just like think about different ways I can go about attacking the song. And that's the part that's like, okay, so I'll have so much interest, and this is getting real long-winded, so I'm gonna cut it short in a minute. But I have interest in listening to music and stuff, but then when it's time to make a song, my brain, like, I don't have nothing to say all of a sudden. Like, all of a sudden, I don't have nothing else to say. So that's like where I am in the process of creating a song. Like, I have the beat, I know exactly what it sounds like, I kind of have the hook and the bridge, or what do you call it, the chorus, kind of, but every time I listen to it, I switch it up. But I kind of know which route I want to go with the song. It's just when it comes to like sitting down to make it, like, I lose interest in doing it. And this is why. Like, I know music has to come from an emotional spot. Like, you have to come from something within for it to like really connect. And I don't want to just be making a song sound like some apple bottom making one up. I just want to have a good time. Like, I don't want any like teeny bopper jockey walkie type music. Like, I want it to be like a hit, really. Like, if I'm putting it out, it has to be a hit. And I know how to get that hit. So that's why I just wait. Like, I just wait till I find the inspiration, the moment. Like, if at any point someone puts me in a studio and they're like, here, write something, I will know exactly which track to pull up, and then I will have to like sit there and really work on it. Is that why artists like do drugs to get that inspiration? Because if that is the reason why, then I can see why. I can see why they do that. All right, so I was able to pull up what YouTube said as my top artist, and that is Drake, YNW Melly, Nicki Minaj, Pop Smoke, and Dej Loaf. Add Young MA to that too, and Gabby Hanna. So we'll replace, so we'll do Nicki Minaj, then Drake, then Pop Smoke, then Gabby Hanna, then Dej Loaf. No, Dej Loaf, Young MA, then Gabby Hanna. And that's like my top six. Because as much as I do listen to some YNW Melly, I don't listen to him that much. It's just like three songs that I'll listen to all year. So that was my top five or six. So, yeah, I guess I should work on that song at some point. And it will mostly be for fun. It wouldn't be for good money. Because, like I've already mentioned, I'm already trying to manifest billions. I honestly think, well, that's if it's true. If it's true that Drake is a millionaire or a billionaire, then I think he manifested those billions. Because I remember, I know I keep bringing him up all the time, but I remember like when people weren't fucking with his music. Like that's the thing that sends me about that guy. I remember when people were hardcore trying to sleep on him. I remember, hold on. I even remember the day people start dick riding him. It was like around the time that Bedrock came out. It was between, and then it was between Bedrock and then that song that he sang, Best I Ever Had. Like after those two, then everyone was on his dick. But before that, when he had Replacement Girl, I don't think nobody was checking for that. The reason why I say that is because I had got so much shit. Because that was a song I listened to on repeat, on repeat, on repeat. And people would like clown me because I was on my iPod. I'm like, oh, you listen to Drake? Like, that's how it was for me at one point. And then all of a sudden now everyone's like, he's immaculate. He's brilliant. He's a god. You know, like they really be sucking his dick deep. And I really think he like manifested. It's tying into that initial statement that I was making about manifesting. I really think he manifested this career. And that's why I and working on my mindset. You know, it's literally down to self-doubt and faith. But once I'm on the other side of this, I'll let you know if I was right or wrong or what the details are. Because of course, I'm gonna pass down the information so everyone else can do it too. If the elite don't try to kill me first. But fuck them. Like, that's why I need a gang. Listen to the last episode, but that's why I need a gang. Because we will be hunting the elite, like, let me not get on here and get arrested again. I'm about to smoke this ciggy for a little bit. Well, the cigar. Let's go on a quick commercial break. What's up, Viva fam? Just wanted to quickly interrupt this episode to shout out the Viva Life Podcast website, which is only accessible through following me on Instagram. How secretive of me. Anyways, follow me on Instagram, hit the link in the bio, and then you will have complete access to the Viva Life Podcast website. You can watch blogs, shop merch, catch up on the latest episodes. I don't want to take too much of your time because you're already listening to one of them now. But as soon as you're done listening to this, head over to the Viva the Life podcast website. You can access it only through the link in my bio on my Instagram. All right. Welcome back, Viva fam. From commercial break, I'm Ash Tone, the host with the most commentary, and you are listening to the Viva the Life podcast. I say that line so much that I just have to switch up the tempo or the delivery, because after a while, it just sounds like propaganda. I don't know. So we talked a little bit about music. I think I talked a lot about music, maybe little more about my own personal stuff, but nevertheless, I still talk about music. Let me wrap that up with a bow so then we can move on to marriage talk. So basically, if I was to summarize that whole segment or two in one sentence, it would be this. I love music. Like, I'm apparently on some type of spectrum. I am on a spectrum, but I'm not autistic. I'm more ADHD. I listen to music all the time, headphones all the time. I go through hundreds of tracks within a day. My favorite artist would be Nicki Minaj. Drake by technicality, because I just so happen to listen to a lot of his music. Young M.A., Dej Loaf, Gabby Hanna, K-Camp too. We just throw in everybody, Pop Smoke, K-Camp. And a lot of these new people just don't have the sauce. Like music, the music industry is going to implode. It's going to implode unless they start signing some real motherfuckers. Because these people, these apple bottom make it want to bite. It's not it. Like, this is not it. Like, there's one thing when you're doing, these people are doing karaoke music. Like, they're just doing karaoke to a personal, you know, personalized beat. Karaoke to a personalized beat. That's what a lot of these songs sound like. The real artists are exactly that. Artists. They create emotion through their art, their music. And we need more of those. Which brings me to the topic of, I need to put a song out. Like, I know I'd be good if I do it. A lot is holding me back. And that's all I'm going to say about that. So did I wrap up the music talk in a nice little piece? I hope I did, because now we're moving on to marriage. Not necessarily it is necessarily marriage. I'm going back to this video that even struck a nerve with me. And it was the one with Candace Owens. Do you guys like Candace Owens? A lot of people call her a coon, this and that. Her and Stacey Dash. And I'm like, dude, fuck off. These women have opinions and they're expressing them. So if she's a coon for having an opinion, fuck off. Like, for real, fuck off. And Stacey too. Like, fuck off of her too. Because, like, we're not going to pretend and treat her like garbage now. And we're not going to pretend that she was never that bitch. Stacey was that bitch. I lived through it. I know. So we're not going to get now with these young millennials. Well, you're not young millennials, but mostly Gen Z and the other people that talk shit, the media, the outlets. We're not going to sit here and dog Stacey. Okay, because she's that bitch. And if she has an opinion, let her have an opinion. She wants to be a Trump supporter, let her motherfucking be a Trump supporter. The way Biden's running this, I'm about to be a Trump supporter. But anyways, Candace Owens. Let's see if you can hear it. What is up with my volume?
25 to 30%. On both Twitter and Instagram said yes, they did regret their divorces. And I thought, wow, I thought it would be much lower. Maybe 10% of people were upset that they had gotten divorced. But 25% is a high number. I think it signals to the rest of you, maybe you're in a marriage, you're going through a rough patch. Really think through it. The grass is not always greener. I was very...
So, like, that was what I saw. And then I, like, started reading the comments and... somebody said the grass is greener where you water it. Divorce was one of the most painful things I ever experienced, but when you spend 35 years in a marriage with an abuser, you're grateful to be alone. That is the main thing why people always support divorce, just like they support abortion with the concept of, well, what if you were raped and you don't want to, like, okay, like, we're not talking about the 0.1% of chances. And then, and also another topic is people are going to only treat you how you let them, how you treat them. So, like, you always get the women that's like, oh, well, what about people that are in abusive marriage? Well, fucking put on the gloves and beat that motherfucker until he learns to stop putting hands on you. Like, that's, I've been in an abusive-ish type of situation. Been there. So... I'm kind of speaking not out of my ass, but from experience. And the thing is, like, abusers are only abusing you because you're weak. Yeah, like, go ahead and soundbite that and blast it all over the internet. They're going to only abuse you because you're weak. Do you think an abuser is going to walk up to Mayweather and abuse him? Hell no. Hell no. It happens because you let it happen. And I'm not saying, like, be in a marriage like that. Do what you want. I don't care all the way around. But, like, think about the other point. It says, like, what, 25% of people regret getting a divorce? And also, this society is encouraging divorce, like taking an aspirin. Oh, problem? Get a divorce. It's like, dude, it's not like popping an aspirin. Like, this is life-changing decisions. And also, marriage isn't... This is all my opinion. Marriage isn't how they present it on the big screen in Hollywood, on television, on the movies, on the Hallmark channel, on the Lifetime channel. Like, marriage isn't that. Marriage is really you getting a team member to go through life with. Like, if you listen to my last episode about joining a gang, that's kind of what you're building, a gang. You know, you get married, you have kids, now you're creating your own gang, your own crew. And I think marriage is, like, mostly about that, creating a group, a safety for yourself and all that's involved. So, like, there should be very few, if your goal, if both of you guys' goal is to succeed, then work towards succeeding. All the petty shit shouldn't even be an issue. Taking out the trash, who's cleaning up, who's cooking, this, this, and that, you know? Another thing, like, they say, oh, well, my husband's lazy. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't help. It's like, okay, bitch, but you are going to have to do it by yourself with or without him. Like, that's why they say choose a partner wisely, because with or without them, you still have all that on your shoulders. You still have to do that. So that's why you choose a good partner who feels the same way as you do. And then that's how the 50-50, 40-60, the balance comes in with how much weight you taken on from this responsibility and then how much you give to the other partner. It's a partnership. You don't go into business with somebody and be like, oh, well, I don't like your handwriting. We're breaking up this business establishment. Like, can you imagine if all the partners that went into Target decided to break up? Do you know how much money they would lose? Target will go downhill. Why would you do that to your own life in a marriage? Now, I'm going to have to address this again because you have the people that's like, well, what if he's abusing you? What if he's... Like I said, fuck him up. Fuck him up. He'll learn. But then also too, it's really not about that other person. Like, you change and the other people will follow. Like, either they want you in their life. And that's another thing, too. If you're getting a divorce because, like, the other person just clearly don't want you, they've said they don't want you, and they're divorcing you, then it's really nothing else you can do but, like, go about your life. But if you're just getting a divorce because of something's not working out, someone's not carrying their weight, do you. Like, do you. Like, you really need to focus on yourself. And you don't have to get a divorce to do that. You don't. Like, you don't. You don't need a divorce to go buy your own house. You don't need a divorce to work a job and make lots of money. You don't need a divorce to take care of your kids. Like, you guys could still be unionized, but then you get tax credits. Well, not tax credits, but, like, filing joint as married, you do get, like, some kickbacks. It is better for your social standing. I heard this scene on, what was it? What movie? I want to say it was Goodfellas. I think it was in Goodfellas. Either Goodfellas or The Departed or Scarface. One of those three movies. And it was a scene where he was getting married, and then the god boss, the mobster leader, was like, yeah, it's good. You know, people look at you better if you got a family. They don't think you're a homosexual. All that. So it's like, also having the marriage title is good. It's like, it's good for your status. And if you can just work through the kinks, the things that get on your nerves, the things that probably are setting you back, you can have a better quality of life, you know? But then also, don't get with a deadbeat. Like, that's the thing. Like a lot of this is preventable if you did your due diligence before you even married this person. A person can't trick you for like 20 years. Like, a person cannot trick you for 20 years. Either you are just Stevie Wonder in that situation and you just not trying to see nothing, and then finally you see and you're like, oh, I need to get out of this. Look at arranged marriages. Back in the day when they had empires, they were literally arranging marriages just to keep the business going, just to keep the empire going. I think it's less about love and more so about getting the motherfucking job done, keeping the wealth generating, growing, and succeeding. Once you start putting your marriage in that perspective, I don't know, I feel like it should be easier. Another thing people do is they put their marriage online. You gotta stop doing that. Don't put them on reality TV. Don't put them online. Keep that shit private, because I mentioned it in the beginning, people are wicked. You know, people are wicked. Look at how they did Jada and Lil Baby. They're not married, but they were together. And when they were posting, the first thing people couldn't wait to do was laugh over infidelity. And I say, they should have kept it private, because you got a lot of wicked people that see that and they don't want it. And what they're going to do, they're going to go wish evil on your relationship. So step one, keep it offline. Like, keep it offline. And if you're truly unhappy, the only thing you can do is just focus on yourself, and everything else is going to fall in line. If they're meant to be with you, they'll be with you. If they're not, they'll fall by the wayside. But to just go and, like, make the decision yourself to, like, go and get a divorce, I say think about the money. Think about everything. And it's interesting that 25% of people that were polled by Candace Owens said they regret it. And I'm like, yeah, you regret that shit. I kind of want to tell a story, but I don't know if she listens here. Anyway, whatever. I know this person. She was, like, married to him for, like, years and years. Their daughter got to be, like, in her 20s. So that's how, and that's when she decided to divorce. And then she went and had her hot girl summer. She had guys over all the time. But then, like, at the end of the day, at night, you can just sense the overwhelming feeling of regret. Like, you could just smell it on her. Like, she regretted divorcing her husband. It's like, he's not a bad guy. Granted, he has his kinks. Not kinks. He has his shortcomings. I don't want to say kinks. I don't want it to be, like, a sexual thing. It wasn't a sexual thing. He has his shortcomings. But you would go further in life if you just work through that union. Not to mention the endless amount of money opportunities you have to make just by being married, you know? It's a great look for your image. That's all I could really say about that. because that's all I really care to say about that. Like, I don't really care that much. I know for me, my situation, I keep everything private. The only way you will know my real situation is if you're in my life actively. And some people don't even know still. And it's because it's one, a personal thing. It's not for the world to know. And two, I keep my shit private. I keep it private. Why would you want your relationship online anyway? I don't put nothing that's valuable to me online. Or unvaluable. Like, I put things online that is fluffy. I'm real. But I put fluffy stuff on there. I don't put things that matter to me or things that are actively being worked on. Yeah, so check in within the next 50 to 60 years to see how that works out for me. So that's my opinion on that, marriage, relationships, things like that. If you want them to work, don't put them online. Don't put them online regardless if you want them to work or not. If it's failing, just go focus on yourself. What's not meant to be will fall away. Not to mention, you develop a lot of character when you learn how to get along with people that you don't get along with. When you get along with people that you naturally don't get along with, it gives you a lot of self-control and it builds your character. That's why I say, just focus on yourself. You don't have to go and do all the work of trying to divorce. Let it work itself out. Just turn your attention to yourself. I start coughing when I get to the wood part. That's why I like wood tips, because I like to smoke it back to the wood. And then I start coughing because I'm smoking the wood, and then I wonder why my lungs don't work. I hope this was entertaining. I tried to be. And then just for the record, I'm going to say this because I don't want to be young thugged in court one day when someone reads transcripts of this podcast. This is all for entertainment purposes. Everything mentioned in this podcast is literally for entertainment. This podcast is an entertainment podcast. And I just wanted to go on record saying that. Be sure to keep up with the website. There's some new stuff on there. You can only access it through following me or going to my Instagram. That is bossyprodaboots.co. I'm having a weird battle with TikTok right now. They are not giving me my regular views. I usually like secure between 200 and 300 views. On a good one, it's 500. And they have not. They've been giving me like 40, 50. 50 would be a reach. They've been giving me like 40 views, 3 views. And I'm like, the algorithm is fucking up again. So whatever. You could follow me there though if you want. I am .bossyprodaboots. And then the Viva La Life podcast, you can follow Viva La Life podcast. That's the @, and that's on TikTok and Instagram. And that's it. You know, when I start plugging my socials, that means we're about to end this episode, and that's exactly what we're going to do. Stay healthy, stay blessed, stay funny, and have a great day, Viva fam. Bye.